This episode of Lex Out Loud is brought to you by the patrons of Starwalker Studios. Learn how you can support the show at lexstarwalker.com/support. Hello and welcome to episode 42 of Lex Out Loud, Writing Science Fiction. I'm your host, Lex Starwalker. This is a podcast for writers, readers, and all lovers of speculative fiction. I'm writing my third novel and taking you along for the ride. Last week in episode 41, I talked about best practices for formatting your manuscript. This week, I discussed best practices for backing up your manuscript and other files relevant to your work in progress. If you follow this advice, it will take a true end of civilization cataclysm for you to lose your work. And if that happens, you'll likely have bigger things to worry about. So welcome back to the show, everyone. I just realized maybe I should have done something special for today, being episode 42, a very important number to a science fiction writers and readers, but I forgot about that and didn't plan anything special for episode 42. So I guess I'll just say, go read Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy if for some reason you haven't. It's a great book. Speaking of great books, I thought I would mention the book I'm reading again today. It's the same book I mentioned last week, To Sleep in a Sea of Stars by Christopher Paolini. However, last week I had just started it. I was still in the first chapter. Now I'm a little bit further through it. I think I'm about a quarter of the way through it, and it's gotten really interesting. So I'm really enjoying it and looking forward to seeing where it goes from here. So if you'd like to check that book out, I'll have a link to it on Amazon in the show notes for this episode at lexstarwalker.com/LOL. And Audible is also a sponsor of this show now. So if you would like to try out Audible and listen to some audiobooks, you can get a free 30-day trial, compliments of Lex Out Loud. And you can get that at audibletrial.com/LOL. And you can get To Sleep in a Sea of Stars. There is an audio version of that. Another one I highly recommend is On Writing by Stephen King, read by Stephen King himself. So you can find that link in the show notes at lexstarwalker.com, or you can go directly to audibletrial.com/LOL. As far as what I'm watching right now, nothing new at the moment, but I think it was yesterday I saw a new trailer for the upcoming Wheel of Time TV show, and oh my God, it looks amazing. I cannot wait to see it. That is due to come out November 19th, which I believe, if I've got my schedule right, will be this Friday for those of you listening to this as it comes out. And that's going to be on Amazon Prime. And yeah, it looks amazing. Definitely my favorite fantasy series of all time. And, there's definitely going to be some changes made for the TV show. I mean, there have to be, just because the series is so long and there are so many characters. I don't think people could keep track of it all in a TV show. But from what I've seen so far, it looks like it's going to be really good. Phenomenal acting. The sets and costumes are just gorgeous. I can't wait to see it. So check out that trailer, or better yet, this Friday, check out the show itself. Another show that is coming out also on November 19th that I just saw a trailer for is the live-action Cowboy Bebop. And that's on Netflix. The trailer's on YouTube right now. And that looks amazing. I can't wait to see that show. My wife is a big fan of Cowboy Bebop. I've never really seen it. I've seen like one or two episodes with her. And I just, in general, I don't really get into cartoons. So, I was kind of whatever about it. But the trailer looks amazing. It looks like a lot of fun. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be so great to have two new shows to watch at the same time. It looks like kind of a cross of science fiction, noir, and like kung fu movies with a good dose of humor as well. And I think that's going to be a fantastic blend of genres, especially taking the comedic approach with it. It just looks amazing. It looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of great comedy, a lot of great action, fantastic special effects. The ships look really cool. The settings look really cool. Can't wait to see it. All right. So last week I talked about what I consider to be best practices for writing and formatting your manuscript. And as part of that, I thought I would also talk about best practices for backing up your work. I was originally going to do this in a single episode, but it was too much. So I split it up. So it's really important to back up your work. You probably know that. You've probably been told that 1,000 times. And yet sometimes people don't do that. So, you know, like all things in life, I think it's, you know, the best way to do something that is important that you need to do on the regular is to just make it a habit, make it a routine. So today I'm going to share with you what I'm doing and urge you to do the same or something similar. And the reason this topic came up to me is recently on Twitter, an author I follow lost their files for their work in progress. I think it was something like 30,000 words, something like 4 months of work, just gone. And I have no idea what kind of backup system this person had in place, if any. But seeing that and just thinking about what that would do to me personally, emotionally, if I, you know, lost that much work, yeah, that would be really rough to understate it. So it made me think again about what I'm doing, and I actually intensified my backup procedures a little bit. So some of this that I'm sharing with you today is new that I only started doing recently because of that, wanting to learn from someone else's mistake and bad fortune. And it may seem a little excessive to you, but honestly, it adds maybe definitely less than 5 minutes to my workflow at the end of the day. It doesn't take long to do at all. And like I said at the top of the show, barring some kind of, you know, world-spanning civilization-ending cataclysm, there's nothing that could conceivably happen, or even several things conceivably happening together, that would make me lose everything to where I didn't have any copy of my work in progress anymore. And even the cataclysmic stuff, a lot of times I would still have something from which to build on. So, you know, it may seem excessive until you lose everything, and then you'll have wished you'd done it. So it's always better to learn from other people's mistakes than to have to make those same mistakes yourself. So yeah, I'm going to talk about today what I do, and this is what I do. I do this every day I write. And like I said, it's less than 5 minutes. It definitely doesn't take 5 minutes to do this every day. And yeah, no matter what happens, I will always have at least one copy of my work in progress. And it will take a confluence of multiple disasters for me to only have one. In most situations, I'll have numerous copies, even if something happens to one of them. So last episode, I talked about why you should probably be using Microsoft Word for the software that you're using to write your manuscript. So if you're doing that, this first one is kind of a no-brainer and is super easy. And in addition to not creating any more work for you to do this, it will actually save work and time for you. So that is, use Microsoft OneDrive for your main files, for, you know, for the file that you're actually writing. And then make sure that in Word that you have the auto backup turned on. So since you're hopefully using Word anyway, this is the best way to go because this is the simplest and easiest way to have a constant version of your document saved. So, you know, if you're using Word and you're not using OneDrive, then you can set up Word to autosave at intervals, like every 15 minutes, every 10 minutes, every 5 minutes, or whatever. But you still run the risk of losing whatever you wrote during that period of time. So let's say you set Word up to save autosave every 5 minutes, and let's say it saves, And then 4 minutes later, and you're writing, and 4 minutes later, your power goes out for some reason. There's a storm or whatever, or, you know, someone trips on your power cord and unplugs your computer or whatever. You just lost everything that you wrote in the last 4 minutes, which if you're really going, that could be a decent amount of words. But honestly, even just losing a sentence is more than I want to deal with. On the other hand, if you're using Microsoft OneDrive for your main save location for your file, and if you have auto backup turned on, then that is backing up continually in the background. So even if you have a power failure and your computer just dies instantly, you won't lose anything. So again, if you're instead saving the main file to your hard drive on your computer and you're doing an auto backup every so often and the power goes out, then you're going to lose whatever you did since the last auto save, since the last backup. Also, another part of this is hard drives can and do fail. Now, if you have a solid state drive, an SSD, this happens less often, but it can still happen. But especially if you have an old school hard drive with moving parts, then those do fail. And every single hard drive will eventually fail. So if that happens, and if your main file lives on your hard drive, then you just lost everything. So, you know, if it's living on your OneDrive, you're not going to, you know, the hard drive fails, you didn't lose anything. Your power goes out, you didn't lose anything. OneDrive is also super convenient beyond not having to worry about saving your work periodically or not having to worry about an autosave. You never have to worry about saving. It just always is saving. It's also really convenient if you ever want to write or work on your book somewhere other than your home or wherever you normally do it. For instance, the other day I had to go get some work done on my car. And it was really nice because the Toyota dealer that I took my car to had some really nice cubicles for people to use who were waiting, who wanted to get some work done. So they were like little cubicles like you'd see in a library at a university or something like that, like really small. But you had a little table and a chair and an outlet so you could plug in, and they have Wi-Fi you can use. And that way, you know, if you have work you need to do, you can get that done while you're waiting on your car to get fixed, which is what I did. I had taken my laptop with me because I knew I was going to be there for an hour or two. And I thought, well, I can get my writing done then. And I didn't realize that they had these cubicles. I figured I'd just sit in the waiting room and just have my laptop on my lap and just go to town. I also, you know, with the pandemic and everything, it's been quite a while since I've written away from home. And in fact, it's been even longer because it was my last book. So it's been over a decade since the last time I wrote somewhere other than at home. Last time I wrote, you know, at a coffee shop or something like that. And so I wasn't even thinking about the fact that my main file lives on OneDrive and that I would have access to that as long as I had internet. I wasn't even thinking about that. So I have a flash drive that I keep a backup on. So I made sure and brought my flash drive thinking that I would use that while I was at Toyota. But as I got set up in this little cubicle, I realized I'm like, oh, I have internet here. I have my OneDrive. So I don't have to use the backup file on my flash drive and worry about the auto saving every 5 minutes or whatever. I can still use my main files on OneDrive and have things constantly be saving. So I'm just as protected here as I would be at home, which was awesome. What was even better than that is, in addition to the document for my manuscript living on OneDrive, also all of my notes for the book and all the world building and all that stuff is on OneDrive at all, because I use Microsoft OneNote for all that kind of stuff. I have a OneNote notebook that has everything relevant to this book in it, all the world building stuff, everything. And that also is auto saved on my OneDrive. So I realized, I'm like, here I am at Toyota. And not only do I have my actual working manuscript document that auto saves continuously, just like at home, but I also have all my notes, everything that I would have at home right here. And that is continually auto saving as well. So I was able to write just as well at Toyota as I do here. And I had everything at my fingertips that I have here. The only thing I didn't have is my whiteboard. but I had everything else. It was pretty awesome. So other than the chair and the lighting, it was pretty much the exact same as working at home. So I realized from this that I can now write in a coffee shop or at a bar or at a diner or anywhere that has Wi-Fi, which, you know, is pretty much everywhere these days. And it's going to be the exact same as writing at home. I'm going to have my manuscript. I'm going to have all my notes, and I'm going to have constant backup to where no matter what happens, everything is in the cloud, nice and safe. Also, I was able to do most of my backups that I do at the Toyota. So I was just as protected in that way as I normally would be, which I'll talk about in a minute. So yeah, that's my first piece of advice for you is if you're using Word, have your main file that you open and edit every day be on your OneDrive and have Word set up with the autosave turned on. And then that way, you know, if you have a power failure or a hard disk failure or some other failure of the computer you're working on, you won't lose one single word. My next piece of advice is to, in addition to that, to back up your files on another different cloud service, like Dropbox, or personally, I prefer Google Drive. Now, if you can set up that service to auto backup at a regular interval, do that. I think that's something that's possible with Dropbox, but I personally don't use Dropbox. There are some things about it that I find really annoying, but I know a lot of people use Dropbox. So if that's what you use, then use that. I use Google Drive. And so I can't auto backup to Google Drive, or if there's a way, I don't know how to do that. But just what I do is when I finish writing each day as part of my kind of wrapping up routine, and again, this is habit, I do the same thing every day so I don't forget to do it and I don't miss a step. I just copy my file from OneDrive, my main file for my document, to my Google Drive. So, you know, that isn't auto backing up every second like the OneDrive does, but every day when I finish writing, I copy that over to my Google Drive. So this way, even if, you know, something somehow happens to OneDrive or to Microsoft servers or something, it's also on Google Drive, which is also a cloud location. It's not in my physical location. So you've got your file living, your main files living on OneDrive, which is in the cloud, and then you have it also backed up to another cloud location, which is, you know, Google Drive or Dropbox or something like that. And a nice thing about cloud locations is they protect you from anything happening in your local environment, like your computer fails or your power goes out or your house burns down, something like that. So, you know, worst case, if your house burns down, you know, you're going to lose your computer, you're going to lose your flash drives, you're going to lose any copies that you have in that location, but your backups on the cloud will still be there. So in addition to saving your files in two cloud locations, I also recommend backing up to at least two physical locations. For example, the hard drive of the computer you're working on, and also an external flash drive. I also recommend, in addition to this, printing out a hard copy and updating that every time you add more material. And that's it. So to sum up, your main files live on Microsoft OneDrive and are continually backed up. You do an additional backup to the cloud on something like Google Drive or Dropbox at the end of each writing day. And then also at the end of each writing day, you do two local backups. I would recommend one on the hard drive of the computer that you're working on, just because that's super easy and convenient, and then one on an external flash drive. And then finally, you're printing out a hard copy of the book you're working on. So each day you print out your new pages. So here's my routine I go through every day. And again, this takes less than 5 minutes. So the file is living on OneDrive, so I don't need to do anything there. That's automatic. When I finish writing for the day, I copy the file to my Google Drive, which is the second cloud location. I copy it to a folder on the hard drive of my computer, and I copy it to an external flash drive. And then I print out any new pages I wrote and add them to my hard copy. So when I was at Toyota, I had my flash drive with me. So I was able to back up to there when I was done. I was also able to back up to Google Drive because that's in the cloud and I had Wi-Fi. Now, when I'm at home, I write on a desktop computer. So I back up to that hard drive, not my laptop. So I wasn't able to back up there, of course. So instead, I saved a copy to my laptop hard drive. So even at Toyota, I had a backup. You know, I had the main file in OneDrive. I had another backup in Google Drive. I had one on the hard drive of the laptop and one on a flash drive. So I still had four copies of the latest version of the file. So it was in four locations, two of which were in the cloud. Then when I got home, the first thing I did before I forgot was I went to my desktop, I copied the file to that hard drive, and then I printed out my new pages. So at that point, I had all the backups I normally would, plus an additional one on the hard drive of my laptop. So this may sound a little excessive to you, but first of all, again, it takes less than 5 minutes. I should time some time how long it takes to do this. It's probably less than 3 minutes, honestly. And you know, you also need to think about all the possible things that could go wrong and how that would impact you and your backups. So I made a list of some things I could think of that could go wrong that could result in you losing your work. And I will show how having these backups will prevent all of these. So number one, I already talked about a little bit, you could have a power failure. So you could have the electricity in your house or wherever you're writing go out. If the power fails while you're writing on your computer, you are going to lose everything on your computer since the last time you saved. So using Word and auto-saving to OneDrive avoids this entirely because A, it's auto-saving constantly, so you don't lose anything, you know, because it auto-saved minutes ago. And also it's saving to the cloud, so the power going out on your computer isn't going to affect that. Also, another possibility, if the power goes out while you're using your computer, is it could lead to a corruption in your drive that could possibly lead to you even losing the file since you last saved it, which brings us to the second thing that could go wrong, which is hard drive corruption or failure. Every hard drive has a lifespan, especially if you're, again, using an old school hard drive with moving parts that has less of a lifespan and is more prone to failure than a solid state drive or an SSD. And you'll know you're using a hard drive like that because it makes noises when the computer writes to it. And again, it fails more often than a solid state drive because it has moving mechanical parts. However, even an SSD can fail or get corrupted. So having your main file on the cloud, as well as backing up in other locations, completely avoids this. So if your hard drive craps out on you, you don't lose anything. Or if it gets corrupted, you don't lose anything. You could have a failure of the computer itself. So this could come from a power failure that leads to corruption of the operating system or OS, or a power surge could hit you and you don't have a surge protector and it fries something in your computer. You could have some kind of other hardware failure or something else. So in this case, it's not just the hard drive that's fried, but the whole computer, including other hard drives. So this is why, you know, if you have a computer with multiple hard drives on it, you don't want to just back up to different hard drives on that computer, because if you have a power surge and it could fry both of your hard drives and then your SOL. Another thing that could happen is your computer is stolen, especially if you write on a laptop. But even if you write on a desktop, someone could break into your house and steal your computer. I mean, this can happen. If you have backups on an external drive that doesn't get stolen, then you're okay. If you have backups in the cloud, you're okay because they can't steal the cloud from you. If you have a hard copy, you're probably okay, unless for some reason they steal that. But unless you're Stephen King or something, you probably don't have to worry about them stealing the hard copy of your manuscript, unless they just want to be jerks, which I guess they're stealing from you, so that could be a possibility. Calamity number five, your house burns down. If this happens, every backup you have in your house that's physically in your house is going to be gone, whether that's on your computer hard drive or on a flash drive or a hard copy or whatever. So this is where having at least one backup in the cloud will save you. Number six, some kind of failure in a server where your cloud backup is stored. So I don't really know how this works. I would like to assume that, you know, services like Microsoft OneDrive and Google Drive and Dropbox, that they have the things that you're saved cloned across multiple servers. So if a single server fails, they don't lose it. But I don't really know how that works. I don't know how secure that stuff is. So it seems at least possible that, you know, for instance, Microsoft OneDrive, they could have some kind of failure on their end that results in your stuff in your OneDrive getting lost. So it's probably pretty unlikely, but still potentially possible. So in this situation, physical backups are going to save you, as will having more than one cloud backup. So maybe Microsoft has a problem and loses all your stuff, but it's still okay on your Google Drive. Number seven is some kind of catastrophic event. You know, things like this exist, and, you know, this is pretty out there, pretty low chances of happening, but something like a massive solar flare, or maybe even some kind of EMP, electromagnetic pulse attack, could theoretically wipe out all your electronic backups, whether they're on your computer or in the cloud. So if we had some kind of solar maximum event, it could theoretically wipe out every electronic copy that exists, whether it's on a flash drive or on your computer's hard drive or up in the cloud somewhere. A long-term loss of all electric power would effectively have the same result, although it seems like we're really getting in the mega catastrophes for there not to be electricity for an extended period of time everywhere. So, you know, this is pretty out there, pretty unlikely that something like this would happen. But if it does, this is where your hard copy will save you, because your hard copy is immune to solar flares. It's immune to EMPs. It's immune to not having electricity because it's physically on paper. And then a convergence of more than one of these scenarios could happen at the same time. So it seems unlikely, but it's within the realm of possibility that it could happen. Like OneDrive fails in some way and loses all your stuff at the same time that your house burns down or whatever. So, you know, having these multiple backups in different locations, you know, a couple physical, a couple cloud, and then an actual hard copy is the best way I could think of to protect you from something like that. And then number nine, more things I haven't thought of. I'm sure there are other possible things that could result in you losing your files or your hard copy that I haven't thought of. So another part of this is you want to not just think about how are you going to mitigate these scenarios and have a copy that survives in these various scenarios, but also how you can do so with the least inconvenience to you if something like this actually happens. So for example, let's say your work in progress files live on OneDrive and you keep a hard copy printout as a backup, as well as a backup on your computer's hard drive. Now let's say Microsoft has some kind of failure and loses your files on OneDrive and your computer is corrupted beyond repair or retrieval. So now you've lost everything except for your hard copy, your printed out copy. So yes, you are saved because you have the hard copy, but now you're going to have to retype all of that back into Word, which is going to take a lot of time. It's definitely better than losing everything, for sure, way better, but it's still going to take time and be a huge pain in the ass to have to type that all out again. You would have been better off if you had another backup in a second cloud location and or on a flash drive to save you in that scenario. Also, another recommendation here, since this is best practice, you know, again, best practice, you don't have to do it this way, but it is the best way. If you really want to do everything that you can to mitigate your risk, is I would say, like I said last week, don't use a Mac, use a PC. This is another way in which a PC is better for you. Every time I've heard of something like this happening where someone somehow loses all their files and they don't know how it happened, it's always been on a Mac. Now, I can't say why that is. I'm not psychic. But I think a big part of this is that the Mac operating system hides a lot of things from the users. You know, there's a lot of things going on behind the curtain with Mac OS that you just don't see and can't interact with. You also don't have ultimate control over your files like you do on a PC, as far as, you know, where the OS is saving them and things like that. So, you know, maybe the Mac OS is more, quote, user-friendly. We could argue that all day. For the casual user, I don't personally buy that. But if your life's work is on your computer, use a better computer. Macs are also overpriced for what you get performance-wise compared to a PC. So again, you'll save money if you buy a PC over a Mac. Now, like I said last week, I'm not saying if you use a Mac that you should go right now and buy a new computer. Unless, of course, you can afford to do that, then yeah, go for it. But when it is time to buy a new computer, seriously consider getting a PC and do some research. And yeah, you know, like I said last week, you know, we all have our brand loyalties, but when you're talking about your life's work, that's not really the place for brand loyalty. That's the place where you just want to use the best tool for the job that you can get your hands on. It's also much easier to remove a corrupted hard drive and get data from it on a PC than it is on a Mac. And just in general, there's a lot more you can do as a user on a PC to service it and to replace components that are outdated or that fail for some reason than is on a Mac. You can do it yourself. You can read a blog post on how to do it yourself. And as long as, you know, you're a high school graduate, or honestly, even less, I could do this stuff when I was still in high school. You can do all this stuff yourself. You don't have to go to a repair person and pay a bunch of money to do these kinds of things. So again, if that's what you have is Mac, then, you know, you use what you have. But just understand that these kinds of things are going to be more likely to happen to you on a Mac. And when they do, there's a lot less you can do about it. You're more likely to just be screwed. So again, take all the precautions you can. And when you are able and willing and wanting to get a new computer, seriously consider getting a PC. All right, so that's it. Those are my recommendations as far as best practices for backing up your work. You know, use what works for you, tailor this to fit your needs and the tools that you have. But yeah, minimum 2 cloud locations, 2 physical locations, and a hard copy. And, you know, as far as the cloud, those are all free. Microsoft OneDrive, Google Drive, and Dropbox are all free. And with all of those, you can get a significant amount of storage for free. Word document files and OneNote files are really, really small. So you're never going to run out of space with a free Google Drive or OneDrive, if that's what you're using it for. The only time you're going to run out of space with the free versions of those is if you're saving a lot of video or audio files, things like that. But the files that Word and OneNote make are very, very small. Same thing with the flash drive. These days you can get flash drives really cheap. And for this, you don't need a big one at all. Honestly, a single gigabyte would be plenty for just backing up your Word and OneNote files. So yeah, I don't know if you can even buy a gigabyte flash drive anymore, but if you can, they're super cheap. It's just amazing the flash drives, how far they've come and how much storage you can get for very little money these days on a flash drive. I just bought a new one a couple weeks ago because this happened and I wasn't saving on a flash drive. And I wanted to start doing that. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get a new one for this. So I know this is my writing flash drive. And I got a 128 gig one. It was, I forget what it was. It was less than $20. And I remember, it doesn't seem that long ago, buying a 4 gig flash drive that cost way more than that. So it's amazing how fast technology advances in those ways. So yeah, flash drives are pretty cheap. Your computer is going to have a hard drive on it, at least. So yeah, you can at least, you know, have your 2 cloud backups. Won't cost you anything. The computer's already got a hard drive on it. So there's 3 locations. You can get a flash drive pretty cheap. So there's 4. So the one thing that might be a limiting factor for some of you is the printed hard copy, because, you know, maybe not everybody has a printer. You know, you can get a printer fairly cheap, especially if you're not worried about color or anything like that, just something to print documents. You can get those pretty cheap. Honestly, what's expensive about printers is the ink. But yeah, so that might be a limiting factor for you. But honestly, of those, I'd say the hard copy is the least necessary. But if you have a printer, I would really recommend keeping a hard copy. And, you know, another really nice thing about the hard copy that I didn't mention, and I've been wondering lately how many writers writing today who write on a computer still print out hard copies on a regular basis. I suspect a lot of us do, just because there's something very psychologically satisfying of holding the hard copy of your manuscript in your hand and seeing that get thicker and feeling it get heavier is just satisfying in a tactile way that you just don't get that from watching the word count in your Word document go up. It's just a different experience. And, you know, I have my hard copy sitting on my desk and, you know, the thing's like an inch thick now. What is it? How many pages is this thing? It's currently 256 pages long. And, you know, I remember it doesn't seem that long ago that it was just this thin little, you know, thing that didn't really have any weight to it at all. And so, yeah, it's satisfying seeing that thing get bigger. And then, you know, when it comes time to do my first edit for the second draft, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do it old school. I'm going to sit down with my hard copy and a pen and a pad of paper, and I'm going to read it and, you know, do my line edits and take my notes analog style, because we're going to be talking about reading around 115,000 words and doing edits to that. I would much rather do that with a hard copy and a pen in a nice, comfortable chair on a couch or something, or at a table, than sit at my computer and stare at a screen and do that. It's bad enough I have to stare at a screen to write the thing and then to make the corrections. But when I'm actually reading it and, you know, putting in my edits and notes, I'm very much more enjoy doing that analog style. So at that point, I would be printing out a hard copy anyway. So it just makes sense to do it as I go. And then that's another way that it's backed up. And I get the satisfaction of seeing that stack of papers grow every day, every week. You know, back in the day, writers wrote on typewriters. And so every day, you know, you were adding pages, literal pages, to your literal physical manuscript and seeing it literally, physically grow. And so that's something that we've lost in the modern age if we're doing it all on computer. But I suspect that a lot of us writers out there are printing out our pages, maybe not every day, maybe once a week or whatever. But I'd be willing to bet that a lot of us do that, just if only for the satisfaction of having a physical copy and being able to see that grow. But it's also an additional backup that is not electronic and will survive any EMP or a solar flare or loss of the power grid or something like that. All right, so that's going to wrap it up for me this week for Lex Out Loud. And hey, if you have a horror story of losing your work because you didn't back up, or maybe something really crazy happened and you somehow lost your backups too, I'd love to hear the story, and I can pass that on as cautionary tales to the other listeners. And also, I'd be curious to know if something like that happened to you and you did lose everything, if you would have followed this procedure that I've outlined today, you know, two backups in the cloud, two physical backups, you know, in a digital form and then a physical hard copy, if you had been doing that, would one of those have survived whatever happened to you, one or more? That'd be really interesting to hear. And again, I can share that with the other listeners to let others benefit and learn from your misfortune. And, you know, that's kind of how I look at things like that. When something bad happens to me, whether it's just a random thing that I couldn't prevent, or more likely because, you know, I did something wrong or failed to do something I should have, for me, it kind of helps take the sting out of it a little bit if I can share that with someone else and maybe they can avoid that in the future. At least then I feel like some good came out of it. So yeah, if you have a story like that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear it. You can email me at lexoutloudpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Lex Starwalker. You can call my voicemail 951-465-5391. And finally, you can join our community on Discord, where you can network with myself and other writers and listeners of the show. You can find the link to that and all those other things in the show notes at lexstarwalker.com/LOL. And finally, if you enjoy the show and you'd like to support the show, I encourage you to become a patron. Really appreciate all the patrons of Starwalker Studios and the show. And I can honestly say if it weren't for the patrons, I would not be making this podcast. The Patreon pays for the website and the hosting and all that good stuff and helps compensate me a little bit for the time I put into this, which is a lot of time. And time is money, friend. another great way to support the show is to use my Audible referral link. Again, that's audibletrial.com/LOL. And you can enjoy a 30-day trial of Audible for free. And that helps me out. You can also use my Amazon referral link. And finally, you can visit my support page on my website. And I have some other ways that you can help me out as well. A lot of which don't actually cost you any money. So if you're tight on money like I am, you can still help out. And I really appreciate everyone who does so. So that's going to wrap it up for me this week. I hope that you all have a productive and enjoyable week. And if you are doing NaNoWriMo, good luck with that. And if you're looking for something great to watch Friday or later this week, check out The Wheel of Time on Amazon Prime and check out Cowboy Bebop on Netflix. They both look amazing. Wheel of Time is fantasy / a little sci-fi fantasy, depending how they do it. And yeah, Cowboy Bebop's kind of this fusion of noir and sci-fi that looks really cool. So yeah, I'll be back soon with another episode. And until then, keep writing.